Okay, Parshas Nitzavim. We'll begin with a magnificent Eish Kodesh, which is written in September of 1940, and followed by something of the a piece from the Nitziv, who wrote in the middle of the latter half of the 1800s. The Eish Kodesh states in Hanistaros Hashem Elokeinu v'haniglos lanu l'vaneinu ad olam. The Nisaros is Lashem Elokeinu, the secrets is for Kadosh Baruch Hu, the Niglos is for us and our children, Adolam, Lasos is called the Rei HaTorah Hazos. So the Yesh Kodesh writes, Ki Hal Kol Tzora Shelo Tavo, every tzora that comes, it should not come to us. Isha Yisraeli Mispala Lashem B'tzoek Elov Yisparech. The Jew calls out, he davens to the Kadosh Baruch Hu. When it gets even greater, God forbid, he screams out even louder. And Mordechai from the Megillah, when he heard of all the bad news, what it was going, he tore his begadim, vayibashsak ve'efer, and it goes into the middle of the ear, vayizakza oka gedola umara. V'gam belo tzorah mispalum l'Hashem, and even without a tzorah, we dive into Kadosh Baruch Hu, ki ha'tfila be'atzmahi hiskarvus l'Hashem. Tfila itself is what binds us and brings us closer to Kadosh Baruch Hu. And when we daven, we scream out, kol ma'ora kavanah. The reason why we say it louder, we scream, we have a kol, it awakens our kavanah, kavanah ma'ora hakol. And the more kavanah we have, the greater kol will follow. Avamana, so what do we do? He's writing this in September of 1940 from the ghetto. What do we do when we live at a time where they don't allow us to daven? They don't allow us to scream out. And do not allow us to gather to daven. And only in secret we have to daven. Each B'nai Yisrael has to worry by himself. I'll call upon me, Ma'akei, Limbo, let's okazeh. From his inner heart, he screams. Zeh haremez, this is the hint in the Pasuk. Shir ha'malos mimamakim krasicho Hashem. Shir ha'malos mimamakim, from the depths, I call you, Hashem. Hashem shim'o b'koli. Listen to my voice. Tiyena oznecha kashuvos kol tachanunai, but your ears kashuvos should listen to my call. Comes Yesh Kodesh and he says, why are you repeating Hashem shema b'koli? And then you say tiyena oznecha kashuvos. Sha'apia pashat kashul havin ma kfal kefa. Why are you doing it twice? Shema b'koli tiyena oznecha kashuvos kol tachanunai. Why the repetition? Aval etzlo yisparech she'en guf v'lo yasagiu nesigei haguf ein shaychos naim. Of course, Kadosh Baruch Hu, there's no such thing as a guf. He doesn't have ears. It's rak hakol ruchani lamala. It's a spiritual upstairs. Umedabrim ben yanim gufani l'shaber ha'ozen. And we're talking. It's a mashal. It's a symbol. When someone speaks to you quietly, the person bends down to hear what you have to say. And that's what we're saying, from my inner depths, from my heart, but not with a voice. Hashem shema b'koli tiyenos necho kashuvos l'kol tachanunoi. So we're now asking to the Kadosh Baruch Hu to bend over, to hear my inner prayer that I can't say out loud. Shemanabe Kalisha Tzrichos as Necha Kaviyachal Lihios Kashuva, says if Kaviyachal, as if you're saying your ear should be bent to listen to me. Reinosha Eimanichim Osi Lehispalos. Look, they don't allow me to daven. He's talking about the Nazis. They don't allow me to daven. V'rak b'seiser v'lachash ani muchach l'espalo. U'bishvil tzar azem, because of this great tzar, yesh mizeh hoshiyani, please help me. Zeh, now he goes back, that's what it means, ha'nistaros Hashem Elokeinu, the secrets. Shneim b'mashah, k'shetzrichim lahastir atzmeinu, when we have to say it privately, silently, b'devarim shehem l'Hashem Elokeinu, things that we have to say to the Kodesh Baruch Hu, haynu b'toru tefila ze ola l'Hashem Elokeinu, u'b'tnai shehaniglos lanu l'vanenu ad olam l'asos is called divrei ha-Torah hazos. And there's a t'nai. When you want the Kodesh Baruch Hu to listen to your inner heart, when you want him to listen to you at a moment when you can't speak out, we're saying, when it comes such a time when we'll be able to say it out loud and to be shomer all of the Torah or mitzvahs, kisha haniglos lanu levaneinu ad olam, forever, lasos is called divrei hatarazos, v'nokud alanu levaneinu, we make a point, we decide. We accept it upon ourselves. Shad olam kishiyaza Hashem lanu v'noshe, when God will help us. Tehei avodas Hashem lanu v'neinu b'nigla v'kol v'kavanas aleiv. This idea, and we'll see the Netziv in a second, how he turns it around for our generation, I believe. But the message of the Eish HaKodesh is not only in 1940, but it's for today. What is it? The tekiah, the shofar, the sound of the shofar is also the sound of tefillah. There are no words to it. There are no words that we put into a tefillah. But the bochein levavos, we ask on Rosh Hashanah, that the Bochim Levavos will look into our heart and to listen, to hear. Tiyena aznecha kashuvos the kol tachnunai. We're asking Kodesh Baruch Hu, we who do not even know what we need. In a sense, we're all silent today. We want you to listen to our hearts, listen to our tefillahs, listen to our inner prayers. Rav Asher Weiss said something beautiful. He said the tekiah first is malchus. Malchus. We first have to be mekadesh the Kodesh Baruch Hu. We have to say, he is our melech malchei hamlachim. What is the trua? What is the shvarim? That's the tefillah. Shvarim is the brokenhearted. The trua is also from a tefillah of bakasha, of what we are looking for. It's always followed by a tekiah. I would like to answer to say, we start off with the tekiah of the Melech Machay Hamlachem, and we think, and we know that you are the only one, ain't odlu vado. You're the only one we can speak to, the only one who can help us. You're the only one we can ask of these things. And comes the Shvarim, and comes the Trua, and the Bechi, and all the crying, and the begging, and asking, help me. And then when you're finished, you realize the new notion of the tekiah, the new melech machay hamlachim. You come even closer when you realize that Eino Bovado, he is the one who's going to help us. And that second tekiah, though, is what the Eish Kodesh is saying. We start off with Malchus, and then we have Bakasha. And then we're promising the Kodesh Baruch Hu tekiah. If we weren't observing all of our mitzvahs, the Torah mitzvahs before, and whatever we have to do tshuva for, we will do tshuva, and we commit ourselves to coming closer and closer to the Kodesh Baruch Hu. This is in 1940. Comes in the Netziv. And when you read this Netziv, you have to say to yourself, Baruch Shechiyanu v'kiyimanu v'giyanu lazman hazeh. The Netziv writes on the Pesukim, V'hayoki yivo olecho kol advar ma'ela, Habrocha v'aklola shenasati l'fanecha, beginning of Perek Lamed. When all of these things come to you, the bracha and the klola that I put for you, V'ashevosa elevovecho b'chol hagoyim, and you will return, v'hashevosa, your heart, b'chol hagoyim asher tizchacha Hashem elokecha shama, v'shavta ad Hashem elokecha, v'shomata b'kolo, k'chol asher anochi mitzavcha hayom, you will come closer, shavta ad Hashem, you will return ad Hashem elokecha, v'shomata b'kolo, you listen to His voice, k'chol asher anochi mitzavcha hayom, atov v'necha, comes in Nitziv. V'hayu ha-parsha zu hi parshas ha-ge'ula. These psukim we just read is talking about the future. Nevua b'brua echi hiye seder ha-ge'ula ha-atzida b'pratus. This is how the future ge'ula will occur. Kasher yivura, as I will explain. U'kamosha b'yir Hashem l'moshe seder ge'ulas mitzrayim. Mehachel ad Gemar Kriyas Yamzuf, just as the Kaddish Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu, how the Geula would occur coming out of Mitzrayim, kach kishukasavti b'seita shemos. V'hashevosa levavecha b'shum leiv liroz ma'lasos. You will look into your heart, what do I do? B'chol hagayim. B'lo b'chol ha'amin, not b'chol ha'amin, all the nations. Even though Jews are found all over in the world, there's always a percentage, a minor percentage of Jews in every nation. There will be an awakening, a reawakening of the Ikka of the Yishuv Yisrael, who are Bechol Hagoyim. And what will they do? V'shata Hashem lekecha kimashmo tshuva alavonos. They will do tshuva. V'shamata b'kolo. I efshe lefarish hakavana lasos kedvar Hashem de'im kain heichis parish lahalom pasuches. If you're saying v'shamata b'kolo that this now is the tshuva, you cannot explain the kavana is lasos kedvar Hashem that we will do kedvar Hashem. Dim Kain, how do you understand later on in Pasachas ve'atato shuv v'shamat b'kol Hashem v'asisat kol ha-mitzvosav? That means it's a repetition of this pasuk. Harekvar b'hayosam megolas shomul l'shmar. While you were in Golas, you already began to study and l'shmar kol ha-mitzvos. V'gam l'may peirush shakasa v'yasisa es mitzvosav. Harei hayinu v'shamata b'kol Hashem k'mo b'zeh kasev v'shamata b'kolo. You already said this. V'gam yesh lahavin lashon ato uvanecha. What does it mean? You and your children. Mihu ato u'mi heim uvanecha. Who are the you and who are the children? Harei lo dibra atara im hador shahoya b'mei Moshe elim hador hama'uchar. We're talking about this latter generation. V'mkein hakol b'chol ato v'gam yishavin d'kanksiv v'banecho v'pasav v'ksiv v'zaracha. El amikan, from here we see binyan ov d'chol makam d'ksiv shmiya b'kol hakavana. We have to understand the daktik b'dvarov, to look into the words. K'mo shekasavti b'seif v'breishis b'kama v'kamos. U'el v'kama v'kos v'mkein omra ha-mikra. Shalmavad shetashuv l'mitzvahs ma'asas. On top of that, you will do tshuva. You will do more mitzvahs. Od v'shamata b'kolo l'mod b'diyuk ha-talmud u'pilpul ha-mevi l'hora. You will rededicate yourselves to Talmud Torah. V'hachir mochrach das chazal b'mashmos ha-mikra l'halon. Ki tishma b'kol Hashem k'moshi yivua b'pashas hi ha-mitzvah hazos. What does it mean? The Chazal understood this in the Darim. B'mashmos hakosav lahalon l'shmoa b'kol. So now he says it. Afagav shetiyu od begola. Even though you're living in Golis, yesh kama parshas shel Torah she'eina noheges klal. There are many parshas in the Torah that are not noheg at all. Kimo karbanas and taras, v'od harbe, and more. Umikol makom tishma bekolo ledakdek bohem. And nevertheless, what are you going? You're going to study them. You're going to learn Tuma Vataras. You're going to learn the Karbanas. You're going to learn Zeruim. You're going to go through the Gemara Yerushalmi. Learn Peya and Demai and Trumas and Maisa Rishon. All of the Parakim, all of the Gemaras. That's the Haschala of the final Geula. That's our generation. That's what Meir Shapiro of Lublin accomplished. He accomplished this idea that everyone has to concentrate. Everyone should learn the Daf Yomi. And the Daf Yomi includes all of Kachim. There are Hasidic sects who learn Yerushalmi Daf Yomi in order to learn Zeruim. Of course, and all of the rest of Yerushalmi. That's the idea that what the Netziv is like the Refuah before the Machla. The Refuah, the Netziv was speaking in the end of the 1800s. It's almost like a call to arms. The Chofetz Chaim wrote in his Svarim, the Hakdama, of course you have to study Kachim, of course you have to study Zeruim. If you're a Mammon, if you're a Baal Mammon, if you really believe Mashiach Tzidkenu is coming tomorrow, what do you think the Kohen Gadol is going to do? Who is going to? What are you going to do tomorrow? What carbon do you bring? Of course you have to study it. Of course you have to learn all of the halachas. That's what it means to be a Baal Mammon. Mashiach is coming tomorrow. I have to know how to build the base of Mikdash, how to bring the karbanas, how to be an Oved Hashem. I think it's fantastic, fascinating. This idea of the Netziv, and we have to look and understand, we're living in a time in which we have Eretz Yisrael again. It's definitely the Haschalas HaGeula. And we have to commit ourselves to this Netziv, to learning all of the halachas of Eretz Yisrael. Learning what it means to the Eretz, the Mitzvos HaTluyos Ba'aretz. To go through it in detail as if you go through Hilchos Shabbos. As you go through Hilchos Yom Tov. You have to know all the halachas of Tumah V'Tahara. That means we believe in the Geula Shelema. The Meshech Chachma takes a different approach of a Hashayvosa Elababecha. V'Shavta Ad Hashem Elokecha. The Yalkut says, Sha'alu l'chachma chote ma'ansha. What is the punishment for a chote? Ha'nefesh ha'chotas hitomas. It says in Yechezkel. The nefesh that is a transgressor will die. Perish below tshuva. That means if he didn't do tshuva. Torah omra, yavi karban. The Torah says, bring a karban. V'zeh shemekablan karban afilu mimuma l'davar echad. We accept the Beis HaMikdash, you can bring a karban, even from a mumar, for one thing. V'ayin shereish v'chulim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Amar Yasa Tshuva Perish. Sha'afim hu mumar l'sheves or l'shlosh averis. He's the, I'm sorry, to Shabbos. Obviously he was a mumar for Shabbos. Or l'shlosh averis. HaNikra l'shitas haboskim mumar l'chol ha-Torah kula. And we say they're mumar ka'akim here. Becholzos, an amazing idea, mumar ka'akum. As if that sometimes, he's still a Jew, but we treat him sometimes almost like a ka'akum, you can't recognize him. Becholzos, im yisara la'asos tshuva yischaper. Nevertheless, if he does tshuva, he will have kapara. B'derech shel tshuva. Sha'al yidei kiddush Hashem yisparach yovo l'derech tshuva. And that's what it means, Vashevos al Vavecha, ki avas Yisrael chakuk bilavavo. Every Jew, no matter how far he has gone, the mumar, a mumar ka'akim within his heart, within his neshama, is chachuk b'levavo, it's engraved in there. V'shomeya es ha-shecheres levavo mehasina. Inside, he still hears that voice, that Torah which was implanted in his neshama from Har Sinai. The Yizkor Machzotzeh. And then, V'oz v'shavta Hashem Elokecha. Listen to your heart. Listen to what's within you. The Moshe Weinberger has a beautiful set of Sfarim on the Oros HaTshuva of Rav Yitzchak HaKohen Cook. I want to read one part of it right in the very beginning. It's Mamash, a beautiful, beautiful work. According to most early authorities, the Rishonim, the source of the mitzvah of tshuva, is Lo Bashamayim Hi. The matter is very close to you. The mitzvah of tshuva tells us that man naturally possesses all that is perfect and good. Therefore, he does not have to discover some faraway world of holiness and perfection. He does not have to seek a reality beyond his abilities. This is what the Meshech Chachma was getting to. Meshech Chachma was saying, it's within your heart. The mitzvah tshuva means that a person returns to himself, to that which is most comfortable, cozy, familiar, real, obvious, and enjoyable. He regains and develops the paradise that was naturally within himself. Not by undertaking a journey outside of himself, but by returning to his natural, healthy state of perfection. The Baal Shem Tov points out that only the first two letters of the word of Chet is pronounced. The third letter of Aleph is silent, because that Aleph refers to the Ein Sof, the Aluf, who is the master of the world. What does that mean? The Nesiva Shalom also says, it says by the idea of the Sneh, V'hasneh einenu ukol. Hasneh einenu ukol, the first lesson the Kodesh Baruch Hu was teaching Moshe Rabbeinu. If you want to be a Rebbe, you have to understand every Jew inside his neshama. What we call is the Pintala Jew. In with him is the lashon of the Meshech Chachma. Avas Yisrael is a chakuk b'levavo. It's engraved in his heart. There's a desire to come closer to Kadosh Baruch Hu. V'hasneh einenu ukal, meaning that there was a fire that surrounds him. And in our particular yushas, that fire, even if he's a mumar, even if he's doing actions that is separating him from all of Klal Yisrael, a mumar ka'akim, but within him, there is still a desire. It has to be awakened. And once it's awakened, he will do tshuva. The Aleph of the Chet stands for the proposition, stands for the understanding. The Aleph, your connection to the Kadosh Baruch Hu, is forever present. This means that even as a person sins deep within him, it's an unchangeable core that is healthy, untouched by any bacteria of sin, uninfected by the distortions of the impersonations of this world. It's mamish what the Nesiva Shalom is saying. That neshama, the nishmas alukus that was within you is untouched. It's still pure. That inner point is comparable to Yitzchak, who never left Eretz Yisrael and to God's presence, which has never left the Kosa Maravi, the Western Wall. That is the Jew's natural state of health. Even if he strayed from it, it exerts an influence on him, urging him to come home where Hashem is waiting for him. The idea of Rav Kook was that this was the Haskalah, God created you a certain way. The Rav Soloveitchik used to say that's the idea of the Malach. What does it mean when the Medrash says the Malach taught you all of Torah? It taught you all of Torah, and then as soon as you come out, you forget all of Torah. So the idea is exactly this. It's Chokub Levavo. The Torah is already inside you. That Jewish desire to come closer and closer to the Kadosh Baruch Hu, to come closer, that's the natural desire of the Jew. It is unnatural when we're a chotim. That is a Jew's natural state of health. And when his heart is aroused, he can no longer bear to live outside of Gan Eden. In a sick imitation of life, he can no longer bear living without sweet, simple truth of divinity that was originally infused with him. He can no longer tolerate the sight of the revolving, flaming sword blocking his way back to the tree of life. It's when, that's the psukim is saying, Im yeni dachecha. Sorry. When you see v'hayaki yavo elecha kol advarim eila habracha v'klal, when you finally realize, when you see what is klal in this world, what is bracha in this world, v'hashivosa lovecha, when you come back to your heart, when you come back to your beginnings, you come back to your natural state of Rav Kook, this person may have felt that God was far away from him, across the ocean of somewhere place and out in the universe. At any rate, he's not here. He did not feel God within himself, but now the Aleph is at the core of his being and telling him it's time to return home. And he realizes this. When you realize that the Kadosh Baruch Hu is still within you, then your natural desire is to come back. He'll feel embarrassed and not know how to begin. This Seir HaChachamim is comparable to the case of the prince who went astray. The king sends the prince tutor after him. The message, my son, come back. The son sends his tutor back with the message, how could I possibly come back? I'm ashamed of what I've done. And what does the father say to my son? Could there be such a thing as a son who is ashamed to return to his father? If you return, are you not returning to your father? Isn't that what the Kadosh Baruch Hu is saying? Deshu Hashem Behimatzo. The father is coming down looking for his children. Bonim Atem Lashem. The first step in a person's tshuva is his belief there is a home to which God is calling him to return. And just one story, I thought it was a beautiful story that he says, and we'll stop here with this idea. The Chacham Rabbi Masud tells that he was once at the Rosh Chodesh meal of the Baba Sali and was attending a variety of Jews, and of whom could not stop crying. When Baba said, asked the man, what was wrong? He said he has 7 daughters, he couldn't afford to marry often, his wife is very ill, and he begged the Baba Sali for a bracha. At that moment the door opened and one of Baba Sali's son-in-laws, Rabbi David, walked in. And Rabbi Sali yelled at him, why did you come in? What are you doing here? Who invited you? Everyone was shocked, especially Reb David. He knew how close he was with his father-in-law. He said, who told you to come? Who invited you? And everyone was paralyzed. Well, what are you doing? And then Baba Sali said, I want you to repeat after me. A son-in-law is the same as one son. A son does not have to be invited. A son can come to his father whenever he wants. Repeat that over and over. A child come back to the father any time he desires. And he made him say it louder and louder. Afterwards, Rabbi David said this in a few times, Baba Sali stood up and went over to the wall and cried out, do you hear this? You hear this, my father in heaven? Tatan Himmel! Do you hear that what Rabbi David is saying, that a son can go to his father whenever he wants? Can always go home. Because that is where he came from. So now I want you to return you to my father and ask you to have pity on this poor Jew. That idea, this idea of tshuva, that shavdat Hashem, we can go back anytime we want. And even more so now, when the Kadosh Baruch Hu is coming so close to us during these times. We'll end with the words of the Soloveitchik, because in a sense it speaks to us a little bit closer. It is very difficult to do tshuva. Shouldn't kid ourselves. Our time is different. And the Rav once gave a shiur in this quote in the Rosh HaRav, in volume 16, Rosh HaRav is something put together by my chavrusa, David Schreiber. And he writes, the Torah Shebichsav and the Torah Shebalpeh describe tshuva in different terms. Bechira and Rishus. It's part of a longer shir. The Rav compared the idea of Bechira, which is written in the Torah, and Rishus and Pirkei Avos. In order to accommodate the different methods required by the respective societies which they represent. During the period described by the Torah Shebechsav, the Beis HaMikdash was in its glory. Prophecy was commonplace and the divine providence was palpable. Each Jew perceived with his physical senses the manifest presence of the Shekhinah. The Jew required little or no prompting to engage in tshuva. At such times, the repentance Ratzon HaTachton merely exercised his bechira, repudiated his sins, and chose the correct mode of conduct. Good and evil presented equally accessible options. That was the Torah Shebechsav. The Torah Shebechsav is when you see the presence of Shekhinah, the presence of the Kadosh Baruch Hu. And the Rav is talking about the times of the Beis HaMikdash. But I think with us, we could also say there are certain tzaddikim, there are certain generations, and perhaps our grandparents and our great-grandparents, many of them had a very different inkling when it came to Elul, when it came to Rosh Hashanah. I still remember, it's clear as today, it's already, it's over 40 years, I believe. I remember my grandfather, Zichrono Livracha, when he came to Nisan HaTokef, he was already almost 100% blind, 98% blind, 99% blind. He would leave our seats and he would walk by himself closer to the Bima, closer to the Aron Kodesh during Nisan HaTokef. And he could almost hear Hashem Shema B'Koli Tiyena Aznecha Kashuv Al-Sakol Tachananai. It's as if he has to come closer and Kadosh Baruch Hu, come down and listen to me. Listen to my pain. For him, it was a Torah Shebechsav. Comes to the time of Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. It was easy to do tshuva. It was who he was. But there's a Torah Shebaal Peh. The tshuva, the Torah Shebaal Peh, on the other hand, generally represents the period of Golos. In such dark eras, good and evil are not equally attractive options. Evil is paramount. Good is subordinate. Nature itself seems to have abandoned Torah. The Ratzon HaTachton is intoxicated by sin and rejects Torah and mitzvahs. A schism thus develops within the sinner's own psyche, as his Ratzon HaElyon and his Ratzon HaTachton seek to dominate the other. You live in a world in which the Yetzer Hara is so overpowering. In order to overcome one's instinctive pursuit of sin, to initiate a combat between one's Ratzon HaTachton and Ratzon HaElyon, the mere exercise of Bechira is insufficient. It's not enough. It's too difficult. In such situations, one requires superhuman fortitude to prevail against his seemingly insurmountable odds. The exercise of such heroism is represented by the terms of Rishus. Nowadays, it can be very difficult to observe Shabbos. One must sacrifice both monetarily and socially in order to observe Shabbos properly. The same obstacles are encountered when educating your children in yeshivas as opposed to secular schools. B'Shamayim, raising children, probably teaching them to God-fearing, to be Yirah Shamayim, observance requires intense fortitude. And the Rav goes on to describe, and we understand that the very difficult times of doing tshuva today, because we look around and we see the such a Yetzer Hara convinces us well, what we're doing is not so terrible. That's the idea of so many of the psukim found in Nitzavim. Ki atem yedatem es asher yeshavnu be'eretz Mitzrayim, ve'es asher avarnu be'kerev hagoyim asher avartem, v'atiru es shikutzehem, ve'es gilulehem. You've seen this. When you see the shikutzehem, when you see the profundity of sin, when you've seen how debased mankind can be, it takes a toll on individual. It seeps into your heart. Heard, I forget who it was, such a beautiful idea when it comes to sin. The continuum of the pasuk. Eitz ve'eben kesev v'zav asher imahem. What does that mean? The first time a person does a sin, it's eitz, it's disgusting. I cannot believe I did this. How did I bring myself down to this situation to do this particular avera? And the second time he does it, it's eben, it's still disgusting, but not as disgusting. And finally, kesef, you start to rationalize it. It's okay. I do other things. And finally, it's zav. What are you talking about? There's nothing wrong with it. And the Kodesh Baruch Hu is telling you, if you live in this world, when you live in the world of the Torah Sheba'al Peh, not the Torah Sheba'al, when you are so influenced by the society that surrounds you, Pen Yeshbachem Isho Isho Mishbacho Shevet Levavo Pona Hayom Yim Hashem. These things will cause you to leave the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Lalechas La'avodas Elkei HaGoyim. Elkei HaGoyim doesn't mean simply idol worship. It means worshiping their ideas in society. And that's when Tshuva finally is. And when you finally come to a realization, when you realize that you want to change your life to come closer to the Kodesh Baruch Hu, Shavta Ad Hashem. Have a good Shabbos. And this Shabbos is the beginning of the Amiras of Slichas for Ashkenazim. And may it begin the beginning of Yeshua, Shalema for all of Klal Yisrael, for the whole world. May all of our tefillos and bakashos, mishalos, mishimali, mishalos, libeinu l'tova. Amen.